You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Audible proudly celebrates 50 years of hip-hop. Respect the movement. Respect the moment. Celebrate storytellers. Hear new hip-hop titles on Audible free all summer long, including words plus music volumes from Snoop Dogg, Yasin Bey, and Lil' Kim. Ooh, Brooklyn's own. DJ Drama's Gangsta Grills featuring the mixtape legend in conversation with hip-hop greats, including 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Jeezy, T.I., and Pharrell. And binge-worthy Audible original docuseries like The Greatest Day, Can You Dig It?, and The Motherlode. Hear unforgettable hip-hop originals like these and other essential stories on Audible. Listen free. Go to audible.com/GG. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove. Treasures unfold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I got Twinkie. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, niggas dancing, walking around on those, what's that word again? Flat feet. Shaking your ass, you don't get too far. That's what Indiree said. Okay, I'm done.
First of all, Kisa said that Indiree dressed like Mojo Jojo, and I cannot unsee it. I have been trying.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Down to the reach.
I got to go look up Mojo Jojo. Wait, Mojo Jojo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Crystal Toll said, everybody needs to leave them girls alone. India needs to leave them girls alone because everybody don't want to dress like Mojo Jojo. Leave them kids alone. Leave him alone.
Indiree is hateful, and you know how I feel about her.
Yes, you and XD have been telling us for years, decades.
Because she is hateful and homophobic. And I swear to God, sister, we have been, and I swear to God, one day I was walking down, Fifth Avenue in Park Slope. And when I tell you on everything I know and love, I pass her on the sidewalk. And she gave me a dirty look. And I know that I'm not making that up. And at that time, I was like, I was like, well, say something. But she didn't. So,
oh, man.
We've been telling y'all that Brian McKnight is hateful. And Indiree is hateful amongst other, you know, other people. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome back to this wondrous place that we call the kitchen table here at Getting Grown,
oh, yes,
where we discuss the worst hood, adulthood.
And that we've ever endeavored.
Yes, indeed. We've ever endeavored to live in. We are discussing the tests, the trials, the twists, the turns, the temptations, and the taxes of being real live adults in the year of our Lord 2023. How are you doing, sister?
2023. I'm good. I'm here. My leg is healing a smidge.
Oh,
I'm off the cane.
You've been to the doctor.
I went to the ortho.
Yeah.
It's sprained. It's a sprained hamstring. It's not torn, but it is sprained, as
you
I thought.
Thank God for that.
I do. I do hate the time of year that this happened. You know, peak summer, and this shit can take up to 8 weeks to heal. So, I know. I'm frustrated, but I also, and you know, one monkey don't stop no show.
Correct.
Monkey being my leg. So, you know, we're just gonna heal and take it as easy as we can, and hope that by the time that we go to Beyonce at the end of August, I'm back in full motion.
I believe that this is a possibility, a real possibility with proper rest.
Speak it.
I believe that by August, we will be back with two good hamstrings. I believe that.
I also hope that it's halfway better by the time I go at the end of the month, too, because I am going to see a New Jersey.
That's right.
With Drew Gotti. And we're going to have us a grand time at the Old Opry. Can't wait to see Blue.
What a wonderful time.
Yeah, I'm excited. What else has been going on over here? You know, we've just been summering. Went to the beach. Finally had us a real beach day. You know, in the dead middle of July, summer decided to show up for a second. Yeah, I can't complain too much. How are you?
Same. I'm doing okay. I've been traveling. I've been, I'm in the midst of a long travel stint, a long stint of travel. I was in Seattle last week. I got back this morning. I'm headed to Atlanta next week.
You are.
Out here conferencing. I'll be attending the United Negro College Funds Conference in Atlanta called the Unite Conference. I'll be there. Yeah, so I'm doing okay, you know. No complaints.
You are out here busting ass and working for our black and brown youth. Love to see it.
We are trying to get the babies educated for free.
You know, we welcome that because the babies are ours. And that doesn't mean that you've got to have babies. That doesn't mean, when I say you, I talk to whoever out there is listening that does not want to have babies. Dr. Raquel had a post recently where I guess somebody told somebody else, you know, asking them about their uterus and what, you know, when they gonna have babies, and shaming people for not having babies. Stop fucking doing that.
Get out of people's uteri.
Not everybody wants to have kids.
Leave us alone.
Leave well enough alone. Are you gonna have kids with the person? Why are you going so hard for it?
Worry about your own uterus. How about
Go have you 13 Duggars if you just so hard motherfucking pressed for somebody to be popping out coochie fruits.
She called it
crotch fruit. I'm going to call them coochie fruits.
That's
my name for kids now. Coochie fruits.
Coochie fruits is crazy.
I love it. I should go. Let me go comment on her post right now.
Coochie fruits.
I'm just going to put, nice. I'm literally only going to just type coochie fruits. You're welcome, Dr. Raquel. But anyway,
woo,
so
what
Key and I, you know, we're here in the middle of summer, you know, just trying to not be completely mentally burned out. So it's not going to be like the longest show in the world, but we'll have some good conversation. I think it's time to have some good conversation. But before we do that, shall we go into a little shout out, sister?
What?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Before, did you watch the Juvenile Tiny Desk?
Of course I did.
Oh, gosh. It was so good. It was so good.
What a joy.
Shout out to John Baptiste. Shout out to Manny Fresh, one of the greatest hype men of all time. You know what I'm saying? Rivaling Spliff Star. Manny Fresh, one of the greatest DJs of all time. Greatest producers. We love us some Manny Fresh, and he knows how to get the crowd going.
Yes,
I was very irritated with a lot of those NPR attenders. Y'all did not understand the gift that you got with this tiny desk.
They didn't understand the assignment.
They didn't. They weren't hype enough for me.
The assignment was missed.
Didn't appreciate it.
The assignment
didn't appreciate that.
Was missed. We did not handle the assignment appropriately. We did not.
But I just wanted to shout out, you know, Juvenile, because he's a legend. Y'all keep using this use this legend very loosely. Juvenile at this point really is a legend.
Absolutely.
He's been in a game since I was in at least junior high, I would imagine. High school, junior high. And he's still rolling to this day. And anybody who gets to go do a tiny desk, give them their flowers. The nigga brought in real actual strings to perform Back That Ass Up for us.
That's correct.
An American classic.
A pioneer. So,
yeah, I just wanted to quickly
now, let me ask you,
did you
watch Baby Faces? Did you watch Baby Faces?
I finally did.
So good.
I watched it right after the Juvenile.
So good.
So good.
And you know what?
So
giving.
Good.
I cut that on when I'm changing my sheets and, you know, putting my laundry away. It's just got a real good. It inspired me for LaToya's birthday. LaToya will be here in DC for a weekend in November. And for her birthday, I'm going to take her to see Babyface down to the Maryland Live.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's going to be so good. That's going to be so good. Babyface is responsible
for so much.
For so many hits. So much. Outside of just his own catalog, like, we've gotten so much by the likes of Toni Braxton.
So much.
And After Seven, and just everybody, okay? Babyface had a print somewhere in the R&B game if you were coming up in the late 80s, early 90s, through today. And that's why the nigga has a tiny desk. Not Aretha. Anita Baker don't like him no more, but
they are beefing.
They are beefing.
And I hate to see it.
Well, listen, Auntie Anita, you know our auntie, you know, our aunties can be a little mean sometimes. And she probably, I don't know why they're beefing. Do you know what that whole thing is about?
So I think I have to sort of look it up and sort of confirm. But I feel like there was some sort of coconut about timing. Somebody was late.
Let's see. Why are Babyface and Anita Baker fighting? Because we all know Auntie Aretha was mean. Like, aunties be mean. It just be what it is.
She said that.
Hell, Dustin calls me Mean Jade.
So Babyface's fans were tweeting Auntie Anita. And she said because of the cyberbullying. And he did not do anything to stop them. He did not ask them to refrain from... yeah, so according to Slate.com.
I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Oh. Not Twitter being the reason that they.
I don't get it. Everything was going fine until the fourth stop of the tour in Newark, New Jersey on May 10th. The show was delayed for 2 hours because of technical difficulties, which led to Babyface's opening set getting cut so that Baker could do her full performance as intended. A video taken by a fan shows the absolute dismay that swept across the audience as someone from the venue broke the news to them. When Babyface released a statement apologizing for his absence, he explained that he was asked not to perform in order to give Miss Baker her space and time to perform her show in its entirety. Fans online got incensed and started tweeting Auntie Anita And she asked him to stop it or stop them to say something. And he did not. And so she removed him from the tour.
Okay.
Yeah. Now.
I try not to defend niggas in the case of, especially in the case of like woman versus man, especially black women versus men. But sister, auntie Anita, that was not his responsibility. First and foremost, it reflects on his reputation if his name was on a bill and then all of a sudden he's not there and people have purchased tickets to see him as well. Some people, I remember when I purchased tickets to see Kanye as an opener as opposed to him as a headliner. Mm-hmm. And if he had not been there, I would have been upset. And even though he wasn't the headliner, my reason was because he was on the bill. Mm-hmm. So if people purchased tickets because they wanted to see Babyface and he had to defend his reputation for why he didn't show up, and he told the truth, you might want to, that's not really like, he didn't do anything wrong technically.
No.
And it's not really his responsibility.
Yes, according to this account,
to mitigate
it does not appear
what people do on the internet.
And I mean, Babyface is not a tweeter like that anyway, right? It's not like he is in constant communication with his audience. And we don't even know if he had have said something, if that would have stopped people from tweeting Anita Baker. There's no guarantee.
Right. Right.
So it's just very unfortunate to see these legends, both of them, I believe, in their 60s. Let me see how Anita Baker is.
Oh, I don't know why I automatically pin Babyface as a little younger than.
I think she is. Well,
then
Anita Baker is 65.
Okay.
Babyface.
Burbaface.
Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. Is 64. So he's only a year younger than her. Ain't that something?
Oh. That's great. Maybe because her music came out first and that was my logic.
Maybe.
Huh. Learn me something.
Learn me something.
I don't necessarily agree with this.
Babyface is recently divorced.
Who was he married to?
He was married to an actress named Nicole Pattenberg. They divorced in 2023.
Who's she?
No idea.
She black. Okay. No. Nicole Pattenberg.
No, she is not. All right, let's read about it. She's 49 years old. Let's see. Before she got together with Babyface in 2007, she established herself as a dancer and was reportedly close friends with Janet Jackson, who she was the backup dancer for. Singer Taj Jackson pointed out that Nicole can be seen in the background of Janet's If music video.
Apparently she's also was in Moesha.
On the show?
I guess she had a role before.
Yeah, landed a few small TV and movie roles. Moesha and For Your Love.
Yeah.
Why does that tickle me down like that? Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
They got engaged during a 2014 BET interview with Toni Braxton, where Toni asked if he considered getting married again. Babyface humorously responded, "I've already considered it. I'm engaged." They got engaged in 2014. And Oprah went to their wedding. Go ahead.
Oprah went to your wedding, Babyface.
Yes.
You on your way.
Well, you made it.
Well, yes. You made it.
Babyface and Anita is beefing, honey. I mean, real bad.
Well, that is unfortunate. It is. That is unfortunate.
And I hate to see it. I really do.
You know, maybe she will.
They have a 14-year-old daughter named Peyton.
Auntie Anita has been known to be a little mean.
Luther Vandross had warned us about this many years ago.
He did. Who also was mean to En Vogue. So
he was mean to everyone.
He was, honestly.
He used to make SWV walk through another door. They couldn't walk through the same door.
I know. I was like, had Luther been here today with a social media
it would have been
account,
a time, honey.
What would we were talking
we
about
that.
I was talking about
so
that with
many,
my hair lady. I
first
was like,
of all, if we had like all those Aretha memes that we have today, we would have had Luther memes.
Oh, without question.
Oh my God.
He would have, or like how we have Prince, it would have been Luther.
Yes. I miss Luther Ronzoni Vandross with all of my heart.
I do. And I love a mean auntie and uncle and
that's
uncle
right.
And,
I would have been standing.
I love it. So I'm not mad at mean people. You just have to understand that when you mean, sometimes shit be happening to you and you just got to take it on the chin, nigga. Okay? I'm speaking from experience.
Take it upon the chin.
You got to. Babyface is not responsible for people's tweets. Anywho, let's get to the shout out.
Let's do it.
My sister's popping right now, like.
All right. We have us a little shout out this week. So, if you haven't heard, I got my eyebrows micro shaded and they're lovely. They're healing right now.
It's giving brows. But
it's giving brows. You know what I'm saying? And it's giving like I got a threading and it's never going away. Now, that was done by my hermana in Houston, Texas. We have shouted her out before. Nikki of Plentiful Brows / NL Makeup is adding a new service to the roster. Burr, 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 burr. Burr, 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 burr. And so she's getting ready to go live with micro shading techniques, including ombre, combination, and powder brows for those who want a natural effect. And for those, you know, who just need a little fill-in or who may not have brows in general. So if you are going to be in the Houston area or if you live in the Houston area or if you feel like taking a trip, she's going to be having some introductory rates that I know will be posted. And it's going to be for a limited time for maximum service. So we just wanted to shout out our sister for adding a new service to the roster, getting some new skill sets under her belt, and she's doing incredible with it. And we want you all to go support if you have the means to do so.
I love the evolution. I love the evolution of the brand, of the business, of the skill set. I stand a professional.
Period.
We love you, Nikki. Proud of you.
Very proud of you. So make sure you all check out NL Makeup, ENELLE. All of that will be in the description box for your makeup services, as well as Plentiful Brows for your eyebrow pencils, which are fabulous, or for your micro shading appointments. So all of the information will be found in the description box. We love you, Nikki.
Love you, Nick.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Oh, hello, sister.
What's up, sister?
So have you heard of the app Hinge?
I've heard a few things here and there, but I don't know that much.
Well, it's a dating app, you know. Oh. No, not trying to throw any hints your direction, but howsomever, it's an intentional dating app. You know, we both speak very much about intentionality and all that we do. Do we not? We want to do stuff on purpose,
right?
And so, it's the app that is meant to be deleted.
Okay, well, I'm good at deleting apps. Yes.
Yeah, you know, you just build a little easy, you know, unique profile using their feature called Hinge Prompts. And the prompts helps you showcase your personality and share your interests and your humor and your dating intentions.
Okay.
Are you intrigued?
I'm not close. I'm not close. Let's talk through it.
So they have a couple prompts, and I think it would be fun for us to do some of them together. You know, just a little warm up, you know. So,
okay.
Date vibes, like, what together we could. The best way to ask me out is by. What's your date vibes looking like?
Have a plan, young man. Have a plan. Yes. I don't like, I feel like I have to make a lot of decisions in my life. I have decision fatigue. So if you make decisions for me, like real, like good ones though, don't be out here choosing chicken fingers and French fries for the table. Cause okay, but we are grown.
And what's the best way for somebody to ask you out?
Just tell me what time to be ready.
Oh, you like somebody to be assertive.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have decision fatigue. I'm making decisions all day long. Tell me to be dressed at 7 o'clock.
You don't want no hemming and hawing.
Yeah, if I'm telling you that I'm already available on Thursday night and then you say, okay, so what you want to do? I don't got time for that.
That's fair. You want somebody who's going to move with intentionality, which is why Hinge is so amazing.
Absolutely.
Because it's built to move with intentionality.
Absolutely. That particular chapter in your life is closed. But for those of us who are still exploring, it seems that Hinge is the place where that can happen. So if you're looking for a meaningful relationship, download Hinge today and meet someone great, and then delete Hinge when it feels just right.
We thought we would take three very specific conversations that are happening on the internet and have us a conversation on what the fuck is wrong with niggas these days. So, we are all very well aware of Keke Palmer's baby daddy and his extremely light skin antics. I can say that. But we and we have been privy to learning what a DDG is against our will. But now we are being confronted with DDG lyrics because apparently it makes music. So DDG, if you don't know, is the boyfriend of Halle Bailey, who is our black Ariel. She's our black Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
And DDG is her nigga. You know, you don't always agree with your niece's choices, but that's fine.
You know.
DDG has recently released a song with some lyrics. I'm going to pull them up.
The song is called Famous, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, sister. Do you have them up?
I did. I can pull them up again. Hold on. DDG.
I made that bitch famous. God damn. I made that bitch famous. Do all my girls gonna be wait?
Okay, yes, I have the lyrics here.
Okay, wonderful.
Let's see. There's a line here where he's clearly referencing. Okay, he says, the verse begins, I'm trying to figure out what we gonna do, how we gonna get to the top, filming a movie, now you kissing dudes, you know I love you a lot. He said, I don't give a fuck if that shit for promo, I don't want to see this shit no more. Why y'all holding hands in the photo, you know I'm insecure and that's a no-no.
Thank you for putting that poetic spin on it.
I tried.
So there's that. Okay, hold that.
Okay.
And then here comes Navadius, a.k.a. Future, who happens to be the sperm donator for Sierra's and Russell Wilson's son,
wait,
Future Jr.
Wait. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did I tell lies? He is. He's a sperm donor.
So does he not have, he doesn't have a relationship with Future Junior?
Not to my knowledge. And okay. Also, not to my knowledge. He might. I'm not in that man's day-to-days.
No.
But I don't think he has much of a relationship with a lot of his children.
Okay.
Because he got more than a couple, I believe. He has lyrics, though.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
No. What were you about to say?
Evidently, there's an article where he wrote a birthday message for Future Junior.
Okay.
But that was in 2020. I was literally looking to see, if there's any other evidence of their relationship on the internet. Just curious. We don't know. I think we can both sort of say definitively.
But you know what? We do see evidence of, as it pertains to a relationship with the internet, Russell Wilson and Future Junior, okay? Mm. Because they be, out here playing ball, okay? Having a time. So, in a new song with Future and Quavo, Future's lyrics read as follows. Big dog status, Bill Hopper. I ball in his mall for my brother's Goyard bag, tote the cutter. I got it out the field. Fuck Russell. Go and ask Lori about the Patek. Then go ask, and I don't know what the rest of it says. So I wanted us to have this conversation with all of these human men on the internet doing all of these things. I just wanted to get your thoughts and just talk about it a little bit. I don't think we did too much discussion of Keke Palmer and her baby's father. And honestly, I think the internet discussed quite a bit.
All I will say. Oh, go ahead.
No. That was it. Please.
Carry on. All I will say is that I hope that we've been paying attention. I think what we are seeing is evidence of the times. And I'm speaking to, anyone who's out here trying to figure out relationships, dating dynamics. We got to be realistic about what's going on out here. And the evidence, is here to the effect of this is what men are thinking. And so it behooves us to really take our time and get to know people who we are engaging with and making sure that we are asking the right questions, which makes me check out the pre-show where Jade and I were talking about the ice cream date gate discussion that has taken over the Twitters.
Stupid.
Right. But I just think that we get so caught up in the material, superficial, surface level aesthetics of dating and relationships that we not really getting to know these niggas for real. And I don't mean niggas by just men. Like, as we use niggas
as gender non-specific.
Right. We're not getting to know each other like we need to or like we used to. And, sort of seeing all of these things that have played out recently in the media, Keke, now this DDG person, Future is always just a constant case study of niggatry.
I know.
And yes. I just want us all to be paying attention. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to be asking the right questions when we see and spend time with people in these romantic ways. Okay. Because people be out here in relationship with others and worried about that. And they've not taken the time to do the internal work on themselves. The older I get, the more I realize that the health and longevity of your relationships is solely contingent on how much time you spend cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself.
Ooh, say it again.
Mm-hmm. Lord, you have got, I mean, listen, and this is what I'm saying when I'm, Kiki, listen, we can go back and forth about this. Y'all know how I feel. If y'all know me, y'all know getting grown. Y'all know, we all know we had a baby shower for Kiki. Y'all know how we feel.
Okay, did. Okay, we don't have sex to, wrong, but those gender reveals are done
neither
anyway.
Neither here nor there. We, y'all know the, y'all know what side of this we are on. And I am just grateful. I think Kiki is handling this beautifully.
Massively.
She's still working. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to get caught up in no back and forth about this. This attention seeking behavior we are ignoring. We are moving forward. We are about the bag. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You just make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do over there, sir. All of that to say, I hope that we can take all of these most recent examples of, you know, men in the media and their feelings. Take them to heart, okay? Take them to heart. Don't get caught out here off guard because the material, look at the material. Just look at it.
And that's where, I, you know, our nieces and our little cousins and things like, and our sisters even, because sometimes it'd be your own peers. Girl! You know, sometimes.
Yes.
And so I want, you know, for our sisters who feel like they have to endure. And I understand, you know, you take celebrity business with a grain of salt. There's a lot of things we're not privy to. You know, sometimes it'd be inside jokes or wah, 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 wah. There's nothing funny to me about a nigga making an entire song and releasing it on the internet about and low-key slut-shaming you for your professional your professional proclivities.
The trend that is apparent across these three examples is that
bitch-assness.
Right. And what that bitch-assness, right, the vehicle by which that bitch-assness arrives into the conversation is is embarrassment. There is a, it's like these niggas want to publicly shame and embarrass. And scold and reprimand because DDG, I just feel like you knew who you were dating when you started dating them.
I thought DDG was the sneakers that the little skateboard kids wore.
I did too. I just learned who he was very recently. Y'all know that. My thing is, I'm not, I don't have a have your feelings, feel them and talk
about
them. Yeah,
feel your feelings.
Talk about them to me though. You don't have to get in front of a microphone or in the text box. You don't have to. Why do you have to let everybody else in? You know what I'm saying? For men who clearly have issues with the fact that the people that they are in part women that they're in partnership with are public figures, right? Mm-hmm. You are talking about them doing things in a very public way. So you in like manner want to embarrass them in a public way. And to me, it feels like counterintuitive.
It is.
When you knew,
and counterproductive.
Right. You knew who Halle Berry was. Halle Berry. I do that
also,
every single
because
time.
Niggas have talked about Halle Berry for years as well.
Halle Bailey. You knew who that baby was when you started dating her. And the same goes for Kiki's baby daddy. You knew who Kiki Palmer was when you started dating her. And that's not to say that if you have a problem with the way that she handled the situation, that you cannot bring that to her. Why you gotta bring us in it?
We don't need to know.
We don't need to be privy to that. We don't need to be a part of that.
Because now you've pulled everybody into it. And honestly, you didn't leave this lady a choice and how she wanted to address her very public being. Because you, as the person on TikTok said, I'd like to talk to Keke Palmer's baby daddy, whose name I do not know. We did not know who you were.
Period.
But this lady is out here, has built an entire career and is continuing to build an entire career and empire and so forth and so on. And you decide you want to try to embarrass her in front of the whole world for what? Y'all could have had that conversation right in the crib and then you could have been chilling, but you didn't want to do that. And I don't know what their status is now, but I hope that sister got free.
I just want us all to pay attention and do better. Mm. This is all information. It's all data. It's all data. And those of us who are out here, we just need to be collecting data so that we can make informed choices. Okay?
That's it.
Make informed choices.
Halle Bailey, you're on a trajectory. You're on a trajectory of incredibleness.
Yes.
Do not let this little ashy nigga mess up anything in your trajectory.
Yes. And it is important. It's not only okay, but it is important for you as a woman to really sit with yourself and reflect upon what motivates your desire to be in relationship and where relationship fits on your priority list right now. And you can make choices for right now that work best for you, whatever those choices might be. But I'm saying that to say, for a long time, there's been a lot of societal pressure for women to be partnered. And and that throughout history has often caused many women, self included, to partner with people who they don't have no business partnering with just for the sake of being connected to someone. And I thank God that he allowed me to get old enough to gain the perspective. And this is what I told y'all about the revelation that I had with my grandma when she was passing. You know, when you really come to terms with the fact that relationship is a choice. It is it is an opportunity. It is it is a privilege. It is a gift, but it is not something that validates. It is not something that it is not a means by which we are identified only, or you know, it is not, you know, it is something that can affirm us and make us feel you know, special and important, but it should not be the only means by which we are, you know, identifying ourselves, coming to terms with ourselves. And so
wrong with anybody who wants to be partnered.
Yeah, I'm trying to say this in a way. I'm not shaming or saying get out of relationship. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that a lot of times we can feel that pressure that people put on you to sort of be in relationship. And it's okay if it's if you are in a different place and need to make a different choice for you. And I just I'm hoping to drive home the message that I'm still working through myself. Like, you know, I'm in relationship because I want to be, not because I need to be, not because relationship makes me special or better or worthy. I'm worthy on my own. I am special on my own. And when I get connected with someone, the value is added. You know what I'm saying? It is a cumulative sort of thing. And so that's what I hope to convey. And I hope that all of us are paying attention. Okay, asking questions and being ready to do the work of you know, making choices with the information that we get that, you know, aligns with the future that we say we want for ourselves.
Ooh, because that, you just, and that is not irony.
No.
The future that
no
we want
irons.
With ourselves.
And I am not talking about Nevadius's, whatever, Nevadius. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about your future, as in the
your
days that are
future.
Before your life. That's not, I'm not talking about
your
that.
Worth is not tied up in no nigga, but also, and there's, and again, there's nothing wrong with, we sometimes you love people and, you know, they display sides of themselves where they might need to work on some things. This is also not shaming people for having insecurities.
Yes.
This is shaming these niggas for how they chose to display these insecurities as opposed to properly addressing them with themselves themselves before you're even addressing it with the person that you're in partnership with.
With their partners before you address it with the world.
You shouldn't address it with the world. Go do your motherfucking work. Put the pin down. Yeah. Throw the Yeti mic away and go find something else to do to fix your fucking self. All of y'all, sick of the behavior.
And I'm sick of it. Further, I know y'all have them, but you're not using them. There are group chats. Men of America. There are things, thoughts, feelings, reflections. Yeah. That are reserved for your group chat and not, some things are not for public consumption.
One of you credentialed niggas, get with Dr. Joy and create therapy for black boys because they fucking need it. Clearly.
We all need it.
We do. But see, but there's like, create a space, nigga.
We know, no. And it's not just like working. Because I think therapy is just a space to work through your stuff. Because we all
absolutely
got stuff.
This is not to weapon. I want to be clear that this is not to weaponize therapy or to, you know, and use it against somebody. What it's saying is, if you feel like you need to lash out on the internet, there are clearly some things that you need to address with yourself. And especially as it pertains to what your partner does for a living or how they're presenting or whatever the case. Or in Future's example, where he just wants to try to humiliate and embarrass women that he's been in relationship with.
Just keep it up.
And so not to weaponize, but to really be clear, to look in the mirror and see what you need to assess about yourself and how you can go and fix that and get some help to address that. There's nothing wrong with you being insecure. It's about how you handle it. People have insecurities that they have to work through every day, B. Every day people got insecurities they got to work through.
Me.
But your insecurities are not, they do not absolve you from your actions of getting on the internet and being a bitch ass motherfucker by throwing people's business out there and trying to shame women and make them look a certain way.
Small. Like,
get out of here.
Trying to make them look small and trying to put them in a place of submission. And not accountability, but like submission.
Yeah.
Okay. Because through what shame. Do you want? It's shame. And I don't know. If there are just certain conversations that should be private. There are certain thoughts that should be kept to yourself or within a trusted group of friends. But yeah, y'all. We just wanted to just run through here at the kitchen table to remind you that in all of the fodder that exists on the internet around whether or not people should or shouldn't, you know, we can have our opinions and engage in a debate if that's something that you want to do. I just hope, I want to urge our listening audience to just, all of this is data. All of this is information. Y'all pay attention. Be out here. This is how people really think. This is how people really feel. This is how people approach situations. And so if you are connected to somebody, now would be a good time to turn to them and ask, what do you think about this? Huh? Let's talk this through.
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be great.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this because I would love to get your feedback. I would love to get your perspective on what's happening.
And you know what that's called? Doing the work, ladies and gentlemen and gentlemen. Like, that's what it's called. Thank you so much. So that's just really the call to action. We want people to do the work that they need to do and find the proper platforms in order to discuss these issues. And also we want black people, in this case specifically black women, to get free from the shackles of people who
you don't
are
have
currently
to take
not
it.
Doing their work. You don't what? Have to
sit. Urkel used to say,
you
don't
have to lie
this.
Down and take it.
Urkel you used just to say, don't. I don't have to take this. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I don't
and
have
you
to
know
take
who
this.
Can say that? Halle Bailey.
That's it.
Motherfucking,
Kiki Palmer. I don't have
Kiki
to take
Palmer,
this.
And Lori Harvey. All and Sierra.
Period.
All,
I don't have to take this.
I'm going to my wonderful home.
I'm going home. Now, I will say that my favorite meme in the Kiki debacle, one of y'all's cousins said, I know this nigga not in Kiki house on Kiki internet on the phone that Kiki paid for, watching
Kiki's
baby,
air.
Breathing Kiki's air. I know he not asking Kiki anything, okay? Sir, that was my favorite one. I was like,
it was Stedman catching strays all because and trending just because this nigga didn't know how to shut
Yo.
Up. That was the incredible part of it.
His brother was like, how did I get in it? You see how they put me in it?
Because it's not my business. Because you know his brother is, for those who don't know, is the big nigga, big light skin nigga from Insecure. Yeah. Dro from Insecure. Molly's boo thing lover boo. Because
they even started bringing up Dro's old mess from yesteryear. And he was like, I done got off that narcotic. I don't even do that no more.
Also, he was actually, his responses were funny as it pertains to all of this. And I hope his responses were funny. Like, everything was jest. So I hope he went and had a conversation with his brother about his foolish antics.
I hope that several people in his life, I hope that there are people in his life that reach out to him to let him know the error of his ways. And I do hope that this is something, I am not of the belief that this is something, you know, it's not always about throwing people away. Okay?
Not always.
This boy is in his, not always. This boy is in his 20s. He got in his feelings. He made a mistake. And he learned today. So he will suffer the consequences of his actions. Okay?
Because they pulled up all his past terrible opinions. And
listen.
I mean, he has had multiple times to show that he may not be the best person. But who knows? He could have made changes. Young, stupid, saying stupid shit on the internet.
Listen.
Who very well know. Now, it was some wild, stupid shit. Yes. Let's be very clear.
Yes.
It's very wild.
Yeah, but to be careful. Because you never know when your day will come. Be wise out here.
That was just a little PSA from Jaden Keogh to all the niggas and all the people in the whole wide world who want love and end up falling into mess. With that being said, let's move on to an I Know That's Right.
Yes, let's.
Audible proudly celebrates 50 years of hip hop, 50 years of culture that birthed the most prolific storytellers of our time. Respect the movement, respect the moment, and celebrate the storytellers. Hear brand new hip hop memoirs, podcasts, and exclusive musical performances on Audible free all summer long. Like new volumes from Audible's groundbreaking Words Plus Music series, including Snoop Dogg's From the Streets to the Suites, Yasin Bey's A Dynamic Career in Communications, and Lil' Kim's The Audacity of Lil' Kim. DJ Drama's Gangsta Grills, featuring the mixtape legend in conversation with hip-hop greats like 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Jeezy, T.I., and Pharrell. Binge-worthy Audible original series like The Greatest Day that takes listeners inside the making of hip-hop's greatest photograph. XXL Magazine's iconic 1998 cover that saw over 100 of the day's greatest hip-hop artists assembled for one legendary image. Ooh, let me tell you, kids, what a time. Chuck D's Can You Dig It?, about a gang peace treaty in the Bronx, set the stage for the rise of hip-hop culture. Or The Motherlode, featuring hip-hop heavies like MC Light, Angie Martinez, retracing the history and future of hip-hop through the lens of its most influential female contributors. Hear unforgettable hip-hop originals like these and more essential stories on Audible. Listen free. Go to audible.com/GG. That's audible.com/GG.
We are back, and it's just a little self-celebration in this week's I Know That's Right. Those of you who've been following my journey down to the Instagram, you will know this, but I want to share with our podcast audience as well. As y'all know, I have been trying to be on a journey of consistency with working out, moving my body, learning how to training regularly. And I've been going to HerFlex Fitness. The name of my gym is HerFlex Fitness. It's in Forestville, Maryland. I've been going there consistently since the end of March. I had a weigh-in at the very start of July. And while I have not lost any weight, I have not lost a pound, my body fat percentage has dropped by 10%, which pretty substantial, because this is about body recomposition. And per my coach, Maya, who I talked to, about pretty regularly. I'm going to have Maya come on the show in a couple
of
weeks.
Yes, please do.
I'm going to have her. Yeah, because we have a long conversation, a long ongoing conversation about reframing the concept of progress, right?
Oh, and I so love that.
You're on a new journey in a new body that's a little bit older and is shaped and put together a little bit differently than it used to be in my younger years. I'm having to reframe what making progress looks like and feels like.
Yes.
And really reframing and just thinking about health and fitness entirely differently. And Maya's been really dope in helping me to sort of think about that. But this is a big deal. Body recomposition is hard work. But I'm told that, you know, muscle is heavier, but it's leaner. So I'm losing inches. I'm losing body fat, which is good. So you lose the inches and then you lose the pounds. At least that's what they say. So we're going to see. But either way, you know, we
pounds
are.
Pounds don't mean nothing because yes, they can that's be
true.
Muscle.
That's true. But we are making progress. And that's my, I know on, that's sister. Right.
Come on, sister. I know that's right. My I know that's right this week is, you know, we all sometimes will make lists and have to-do things, especially as adults. And it can take us quite a while. You know, procrastination can set in to get certain things done. Well, my washing machine went out. And I was like, oh, that can't be. Called them. And I'm glad that I called immediately. And without any hiccups, they sent out another washer. I'm waiting on it to arrive. All of the steps that I have to do in order to make sure that they get this old one back are actually very easeful. And I was just glad that I took care of it. And now it's out of the way and I don't have to think about it anymore. And I'm just proud that I was able to take something off of my to-do list and just knock it out. So that's my I know that's right this week.
Proud of you. Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm proud of you. You're actually doing work. All I did was make a phone call, but I was glad I did.
You
sometimes
are doing
it made me 3 weeks.
I did a pull up, sis. I did. Now I did them assisted.
What?
I know that's right.
I'm going to send you the link to my Instagram so you can see. But I did four pull ups. Of course, I had the assistance of the resistance bands. Thank God for them. But look at me. I'm out here. I'm about to send it to you right now.
Yes, let me see this pull up.
So you can see.
Because pull ups ain't easy, sugar.
Not easy at all.
Not at all. Okay, let's see here. Takiya doing pull ups. Wait, where did it go? Hold on now. All right. Oh, yes. Okay, two. Okay, come on, bar. Oh, you are out here. See, if I had a gym like this, I might go to the gym.
It's been a game changer, and it's helping me reframe. Like, today we had to do something. I don't even know the term. I have to look it up on the paper because, you know, I'm still learning. But it was about, I'm like really being conscious and thinking about my form and not pushing, you know. I used to get very caught up in the reps, like whatever you have to do, I got to do 3 sets of 8. Some of these things, as I'm learning to do them, I'm realizing, okay, maybe I can't quite do 8 right now. About to bust this 4 out. And then when I get a little bit strong, because I also have to take it easy because I have RA. So I don't want to, I'm very conscious of not injuring or damaging. I'm trying to build muscle and gain strength. We're gonna make it though. One old lady modified push up at a time.
I will join you one day soon.
Modifications.
Through this journey of
discovery.
Through all this journey of discovery. Finding you, I'm finding me.
Finding me.
Now that I have someone special. Okay, I'm gonna. Let's go into this petty piece.
Let's do it.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the Petty Peeves, where we put our petty on parade. And mine is petty today.
Oh, yes.
So we went to the beach the other day as a familia. My first petty peeve is the fact that I didn't know you should not get your eyebrows micro-shaded in the peaks of summer, because they're not supposed to be directly wet, exposed to the to sunlight the sun. Or wet for a little while. So I was out here with my visor
and giant shades.
Like,
good hat.
It's a rattan visor.
Yes.
Okay. So I was ever so slightly irritated about that, but that's nobody's fault. Okay. That's not my petty peeve this week though. So we get to the beach, me, Tristan, and Noah, and we find a nice little open spot. It's not too far from one of the lifeguard stands. Set everything up. Noah runs down to the water because she is in the water from beginning to end as soon as we get to the beach. So she runs down to the water. I'm chilling. Tristan has to run back to the car for something. Running back to the car at the beach does not mean he's going to be back in 5 minutes. It's going to take about at least 15 minutes because he's got to cross all the sand, get to the car, get away, come back, right? So I'm giving you a time frame of how long it was that we had set up and I sat down. So this is all in the span of like 25 minutes. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, this little lifeguard comes up to me and she's like, excuse me, you can't be in front of the lifeguard. We need a very clear area in case we need to run. I'm not in front of the lifeguard stand hardly at all. But she was like, if you could just move all your things over. That's not an invalid request. My question to you is, in the time, because I saw y'all, you and your homegirl, in the time that it took me to set up these blankets, these chairs, you see me, I pulled things out the cooler at this point, had some sips of water, waved at Noah while she's down there swimming. In all of the time that I've been here, you didn't think to come over while I was setting the stuff up to say, hey, you mind moving over? So Tristan's gone. So I'm moving all this on my own with this leg. So I'm sliding everything over. I finally sit down again. Can you move a little further over? I was like, okay, all right. So at this point, you know, I'm irritated. I fling my shit a couple more feet, turn around, and we're on the beach. So clearly I was loud. I was like, is this good enough for you? Yes, thank you. And I was annoyed by these little power hungry white girls. Y'all like to bring your little asses down from Long Island because you're supposed to have a summer job. First of all, I know this may sound a little bit irrational, but I hate lifeguards at the beach. The beach is free. The beach is free water. No. Whatever niggas choose to do on the beach water is niggas' business. Safety if niggas go important. Out in the beach water and decide to be stupid, those are the consequences that you get of safety playing first. Around with Mami Wata. But outside of that, like, just let niggas be. No. What makes you think you got to run out and save somebody on the beach? They chose to go out there. Safety. This is not a pool.
Wait a second. No.
I told you it was going to sound irrational.
Okay. All right.
But as long as we know. Because I don't like regulated things at the beach.
It is irrational. It is irrational.
It is. Irrational. I said it ahead of time.
Okay. As long as we're clear.
But my petty peeve is not lifeguards on the beach.
We are not endorsing unsafe beaches. We are not endorsing that here.
No. No.
But to freedom.
But what I am endorsing, exactly, to freedom. Exactly that. No, whatever. You want to put the lifeguards out there? Cool. It's also the fact that white people think they're supposed to be able to tell you you're supposed to get out the water at 6 p.m. so that they can leave and they're not held responsible no more. Then why are you here in the first place? Because niggas are going to swim if they're going to swim. Anyway, yes, back to my original point. I don't like little power-hungry white girls who come down from Long Island for their summer jobs, and then you do little passive-aggressive bullshit because you knew what you were doing, little girl. You knew exactly what you were doing. You could have very well come up to me and said, hey, we need to keep this particular space clear if you all don't mind setting up in this direction while we're in the process of setting up. But you all were up there giggling and decided to come down to me 25 minutes later and then tell me to move all of my shit. Go to hell, little girl. Go to hell. And that's my petty peeve this week.
Understood.
What's yours?
My petty peeve is not irrational. It is a very real and rational grievance that I have.
Okay.
So I was flying back to DC from Seattle this morning. I had a red eye.
Mm-hmm.
And my seatmate was wearing sour clothes. Now.
Oh, no.
This is not about shaming people who don't have or don't have access. This is not about that.
No, this is about getting your funky ass on a motherfucking airplane. What?
Especially in a first class seat. So this is the thing.
Oh, you definitely like, please.
This is the thing. You coming in here smelling like wet salt and vinegar potato chips and sitting down next to another person for a 5-hour flight is offensive. Because there's no way that you don't smell that your clothes are sour. It's not just a BO, but like the clothes smell,
like they've been sitting in the washer.
Like
they didn't.
Like mildew. Mm-hmm. Like they've, or that they've not been washed. Like them jeans. You know, you can go a couple times in a pair of jeans. You know, some people wash their jeans after everywhere. We understand that. There are others who can sort of go one or two times. Before you wash the jeans, these jeans may not have ever been washed. It smelled like sour. It just smelled that sour, salty, sweaty.
Ooh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I put my mask on and look.
That should put you on the no fly list.
It should. It absolutely should. It absolutely should. And I mean, I had my mask on, thankfully, but it was just like the audacity, because I feel like in these instances, you know, if your nose is working, you smell yourself. You have to. There's no way that you cannot.
The day before I left for Houston was the 4th of July. And not in honor of the 4th of July, but because everybody had the day off.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been profusely speaking about hot links.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mary decided to grill. Definitely got hot links, by the way. So I'm obviously on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day I'm flying out. I had to go home and wash my hair, not only because I didn't want to get in my own sheets smelling like carcinogens, but also I'm like, I'm going to the airport. I'm going to be on a plane. I've got to make sure that I'm not out here smelling like a barbecue pit, because it would not be fair to the person sitting next to me. Y'all are nasty.
Nasty.
They do nasty things.
Nasty. And speaking of nasty, I meant to record, so I had a privilege of shooting down to Nashville for a day to spend some time with my grandfather for his 90th birthday. So happy birthday to Dida. But in that time I had was sitting with my mom watching television, and the Lumi deodorant commercial came on. And let me just say, if you want to get my mama riled up, you put that commercial on where that white lady get to talking about how it lasts for 72 hours. And my mom.
Wait
just,
a minute. Okay.
And
how do you know that?
Exactly. That's exactly
how do you
what
know
she
that
said.
This lasts for okay, three so, damn
so let me
days.
Tell you, she said, they just out here nasty and rank and unclean for 3 days, and they're relying on this deodorant. And this is what I'm saying. I said, my mom said, I ain't never seen a group of people committed to being filthy. They are committed to being dirty, filthy, and nasty.
Why? What in the hell makes
she
you
said,
think
who wouldn't
that
wash
I'm
they
ever
behind?
Going to know if a deodorant lasts for 72 hours?
I pray the Lord never puts me in the position to know how long that if my deodorant lasts for 72 hours, because there ought to be more 2 and 3 baths happening in 72 hours. But
unless
my mama
it's the motherfucking apocalypse
to be filthy and then get in front of a camera and proclaim.
And tell the world that they're filthy.
Proclaim to the world that they have not washed in 72 hours is mind-blowing.
Mm-mm.
So I'm going to, the next time I have committed to recording my mother's reaction to the Lumi deodorant commercial, because it is something that the world needs.
Please do. Yeah, I would love
it
to see that.
It is something that the world needs.
I've never seen that.
That Lumi commercial, is that they, that's the mark, that's the ankle, that's the hook. It lasts up to 72 hours.
And I don't know if my deodorant lasts eight.
On here,
because I shower multiple times a day, and you mean to tell me
willfully not bathing for a 72-hour period? And sitting next to me on an airplane.
That's not impressive to me.
It's not.
That's not impressive. Y'all think that sounds like we don't test on rabbits.
It's not the flex.
That sounds like you run a filthy fucking test.
It's like this is... This is not the flex you think it is. It's not.
It's not.
It's not. You look wild out here.
This is not the flex of cruelty free. It is not giving the same thing.
I mean, she said,
you just told me you was dirty, bitch.
You said I have not taken a shower, and I'm so proud of that. I'm going to say that into a microphone in front of a camera.
That's like the white girl who said all she do is wash her body a couple times a week and wash her hair.
Wash her
and
hair.
Let the shampoo run down her body.
Yes. That's why they got on there and said that they don't wash their legs. And then people got on that podcast and said that they don't bathe. They wasn't bathing their 5-month-old daughter because water is dirty.
Listen, that lady had white men shaming her, asking her, you don't shower that? You don't what? Like, shampoo running down, that's crazy. You should be ashamed in different ways. Child. And knowing that your deodorant can last for 3 fucking days, what does your coochie smell like?
My gracious God.
What do
but
your
they
nuts
say that
smell
the deodorant,
like?
You can put it anywhere. They say you can put it in your bikini area, you can put it in the crack of your behind. That's how they sell it.
I don't care. There's no amount of 3 days that are going to refresh shit. There's nothing. There is nothing that is going to.
And I pray that I always have access. I pray that I always have access to a shower for the rest of my African American life. I pray that the Lord sees to it that I have access to regular showers, because that
these are the same people who spray Febreze on their clothes and think they're clean.
I'm just here to tell you.
Because the commercial told them that Febreze kills bacteria and promotes freshness. So you think that's a compensation for washing your clothes. And somehow you think a deodorant that lasts for 3 days is a compensation for taking a motherfucking shower. Ladies and gentlemen, that is today's disgusting ass show. Thank you so much for tuning in. The future is doomed.
Lord have mercy. Make sure that you are drinking enough water, moisturizing your insides as well, especially as we are in this oppressive heat. That is just, you know.
Sister, I'm sorry, not to deflect away from the ending, but 3 days in this humidity?
72 hours. 72 hours.
Oh my God. In this, it was like 63% humidity.
72 hours
today
is not only 3 days, it's 3 days and 3 nights.
It's 3 days and 3 nights. I'm sleeping in this. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
But yes, you want to moisturize your mind by attending to the business that is yours and yours alone. And finally, you want to moisturize your skin, because your black will crack not only if it's dry, but if it's filthy.
If it's filthy, your coochie is going to bottom out one day.
Crack every time. It will crack.
Y'all take self-cleaning too fucking seriously.
It will crack and crumble into millions of pieces.
Adios.
Bye, y'all.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. you'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars. And who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.